we've got another update on the fallout of the activist on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer's on vacation. Holly Roberts and I are holding down the fort, hanging out with you for the afternoon this Friday. Pew, 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 pew. Okay, so Holly.
Yes, Colleen.
We've been talking about this show, The Activist. To bring everybody up to speed, this was going to be an activism-themed competition show that was to air on CBS.
Yeah.
It was ill-advised. We can say that, right?
To say the least.
Yeah.
This, you know, went over like a Led Zeppelin when it was announced on social media last week.
Or as I like to say, like a fart in church.
That's right.
It was not well-received for numerous reasons, all of which, if I'm being honest, and I believe you feel the same way, somebody in the process of greenlighting this should have seen coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You don't need a crystal ball to see that stuff. It was pretty obvious. As we say,
it's so obvious.
Well, yesterday we talked, no, 2 days ago, 2 days ago, we talked about Julianne Hough's response to this. Mm-hmm. She crafted a tweetstagram where she told everybody she was deeply listening to the criticism about the activists.
So much listening.
Just deeply listening. She reflected back what she was hearing. And then she provided us with an excuse as to why she had said yes in the first place. Then yesterday, we got the news that the activist was deeply listening. And so all of the footage that they had shot for this, and really truly mostly had in the can for this activism themed competition show. Oh, by the way, I did forget to say this. The reason why Julianne Hough was involved in the conversation at all is because she was one of the judges of the activist alongside Priyanka Chopra and Usher. So Julianne Hough went first. She was like, I'm deeply listening. This is what I've heard, blah, blah, blah. Then we hear the activist is like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. We really screwed up. We're going to retool this whole thing, and it will be presented as a docuseries, not a competition show. Fine. The rest of us were like, that still smells.
Yeah.
Now, so far, Holly, something's missing from the conversation. What's missing?
What's missing from the conversation? What is missing? Well, it's not necessarily what is missing, but it's who's missing from the conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, Colleen, you and I had a conversation about this off of the air.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, why hasn't Priyanka Chopra said anything about this? Usually she's pretty vocal about her stance as a humanitarian and being involved in these kinds of projects.
And everything else.
And when CBS announced this show last week, surely she would have gone to her social media and celebrated the fact that
right.
she was going to be involved in this competition series that was meant to spread the humanitarian word across planet Earth. You'll go to her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero.
Nada.
Nothing. The only thing that she was...
Tumbleweeds.
Yes, the only thing that she was plugging was her involvement in the fourth Matrix movie.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped the trailer and was doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But nothing about the activist.
Not even one bit.
No.
Until today.
Until now!
Da-da-da-da! Priyanka Chopra, quote, cautiously waited until today. That would be, actually, I think it was yesterday. Wait, what's the date
yeah,
today?
It was yesterday. It was 20 hours ago.
Late yesterday Priyanka Chopra cautiously waited to respond to the uproar over the originally proposed show. And here's what she said, and I want us all to listen, deeply listen. Listen carefully to the positioning that Priyanka Chopra employs.
Deeply. I'm listening deeply, Colleen.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
You have your deep listening face.
So deep.
I have been moved by the power of your voices over the past week, she writes. At its core, actually, you know what? Hold on. I want to read the actual because I'm reading a paraphrase of it. Okay. I've been moved by the power of your voices over the past week. At its core, activism is fueled by cause and effect. And when people come together to raise their voice about something, there is always an effect. You were heard. The show got it wrong. And I'm sorry that my participation in it disappointed many of you. Stick a pin in that.
Oh, it stuck.
I know, right? The intention was always to bring attention to the people behind the ideas and highlight the actions and impact of the causes they support tirelessly. I'm happy to know that in this new format, their stories will be the highlight, and I'm proud to collaborate with partners who have their ear to the ground and know when... Oh, that got cut off.
It's time to hit pause.
Thank you.
And reevaluate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes on. There's another paragraph.
Oh, geez.
I'll read it. There's a global community of activists who fight the fight every single day and put their blood, sweat, and tears into creating change. But more often than not, they are rarely heard or acknowledged. Their work is so important, and they too deserve to be recognized and celebrated. Thank you to each and every one of you for all that you do.
Okay. End scene. Thank you. And, you know, so for the most part, now this is the thing. Okay. I'm going to circle back to the thing that I find interesting about the two hosts that we've heard, or the two judges we've heard from that were connected to the activist. By the way, Usher, you're still absent from the conversation. Let us know when you're ready to enter the chat. I told you to stick a pin in the part where she said the show got it wrong, and I'm sorry that my participation in it disappointed many of you. Why do you think I wanted to stick a pin in that?
Ooh, there's the pin. Well, because
letting the air out of it.
She's not sorry for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not apologizing for doing it. She's not saying, oops, I had bad judgment. I'm sorry that I participated in the activist. She's doing that thing where she's sorry that you feel a particular way, but I'm not really sorry that I cashed the check for being a part of the show, the activist.
Right. So that's what I think is really interesting. She blames the show.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't, she centers the show as the reason everything went sideways. Now, is there truth to that? Yes, right?
Yes.
There's like,
yes.
You know, once a person is attached to a project, they often have very little say in what happens with it. And you see that with movies all the time, right? You see that when movies go from being a really great script with a really great director attached, and then what comes out the other end is a steaming pile of poo, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that happen.
Yep.
So I certainly understand that Priyanka Chopra feels like she wasn't the reason that this all went sideways. That said, she does have a responsibility because she did sign up. She signed on to this greenlit project knowing kind of what the fundamental issues would end up being.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was pitched to her as a activism competition show.
Right.
And that is at the crux of why people have issues with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the premise of the show. So these statements that Priyanka Chopra is making, Julianne Hough, that they're making, I suppose the question, because we don't really have the answers, but the curiosity comes with, well, how much did you guys know about this project when you signed on to do it? And was it pitched to you as being a charity reality competition series?
Yeah.
Which the fundamental premise was what people were going, eh.
Yeah, it was flawed from the word go. And mm-hmm. again, you know, we keep revisiting the fact that that somebody along the line should have raised the flag and said, I don't know that this is going to have the intended, it's not going to achieve the intended goal, right? Because both Julianne Hough and Priyanka Chopra have talked about a goal of the show that is not what was present in the pitch for it, or not the pitch. I don't want to say that, in the marketing. When they announced this show in the trades, it was very much like swap out the premise of American Idol, or actually The Apprentice is what I thought most.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It was very similar to The Apprentice, but centered around charity and activism.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, the two don't line up properly.
Yes, there are fundamental differences between for-profit and nonprofit ventures. Also in the way that, okay, if these are nonprofit ventures, the way that you're going about it, essentially, you know, my understanding of the activists was, we're going to judge you based on how much attention you can get for your organization and how many likes, how many clicks, how many other things. It doesn't matter necessarily about what you're trying to do
right.
and what is the root of your activism. It's we're going to judge you based on how much attention you can get.
Exactly. Which again, bumps up against what the intention is of activism. So in any case, again, Priyanka Chopra, listen, I applaud them for speaking out. The place where they both go wrong is where they're trying to push responsibility away.
Yeah.
Neither Julianne Hough nor Priyanka Chopra have have given us anything that makes us understand beyond the fact that they were about to cash a Mongo check for doing this, what, you know, what value they saw in it.
Yeah. But, you know, you can see probably behind the scenes a scenario where there are people who are like, well, you got to say something.
Right.
And so say something. It doesn't necessarily have to satisfy everyone, but it's going to satisfy it enough so the conversation moves along. Now, I'm also looking at Usher.
Oh, what's he saying?
Nothing.
Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds. I also, it's really hard for me not to be like, oh, so you had the women say something.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the guy saying anything in all of this? Because the last time I looked up Usher and his headlines is that TMZ caught up with him talking about a new Versus with Jermaine Dupri and Diddy.
Okay.
So completely not even.
Nothing.
Not, I don't know if he's going to enter the chat or not.
Right. By the way, the other thing that I'm most curious about is, well, the thing I think that would have been helpful in all of this is if Priyanka Chopra and Julianne Hough, who have already spoken, and frankly, Usher as well, have some sort of conversation about, they took a check for this.
Well, yeah. Yes.
And if we're talking about charity and activism, I just am feeling like there's a disconnect there, and we need to hold them accountable to that.
Yeah, you know, and there are so many conversations that we could have around this. You know, one of the co-producers of The Activist was a company that has a revenue of $11.5 billion in 2019.
Neat.
You know, I mean, they're just, we don't have time.
We don't even have time.
We don't even have that time,
but
honey.
But what we do have the time for is a dirt alert from our friend Elizabeth Reese. She's going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The one and only Elizabeth Reese is joining us with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, guys. How are you?
So good. And yourself?
I'm doing well on this fine Friday.
Glad to hear it.
I've got some Real Housewives news to start with today. Everybody with me on that?
Sure. They're always busy, those ladies are.
Yeah, they certainly are. Oh, before I go, Holly, again, thank you for the recommendation of Lula Rich.
Oh, yeah.
On Amazon Prime. Holly recommended that I watched it. I've been telling everyone I know. Now, the Jason and Alexis show is beyond. Alexis watched it all. I gave you full credit, Holly, that you were the one that told me about it.
Oh, it's a fascinating docuseries.
Really is.
It's on my list for the weekend.
You got to do it, Colleen.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, do it this weekend. It's really interesting. Okay, but back to Real Housewives. A couple of Real Housewives stars on Coast to Coast taking some hits today. So Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey is really getting some criticism about her 12-year-old daughter, Audriana, doing TikTok ads for a supplements company.
Ooh, how old is she?
She's 12.
Okay. Criticism warranted.
And you know, there you go.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling okay about that criticism too.
She's in middle school. She is in these TikTok videos. She's just, I mean, she looks darling, but she is urging her followers to mix like a nutrition greens and superfood supplement into water, juice, or even your favorite smoothie, talking about how it'll strengthen immunity, help with digestion and bloating, and try this if you struggle to eat your greens daily. Now, okay, listen. I'm all about the greens. I love good superfoods powder. Put it right in. I'm here for the smoothie.
I'm for sure with you on
I think
that.
It's really great. I'm also a 40-year-old adult.
There you go.
Thank you. And therein lies the difference.
And therein lies the difference, right? And so I just think, I don't even think a 12-year-old, I'm just going to say it, should be on TikTok, much less doing ads on TikTok.
Oh, man, I got a whole slew of opinions about children on social media being used to sell things.
Particularly, if you're in, like, you're in an ad that's also in a very adult space. Like, I don't know. I mean, kids are in TV commercials, right? Like, if you have a product, like, a toy or a Barbie or whatever, kids are in commercials for those, but they're also like acting, like they're an actor in a commercial. I feel like it's a little bit different when you are a kid on social media promoting a product that really should be promoted by, I mean, adults should be talking about that.
Well, yeah, you also, if you're a kid and you're acting in a commercial, there are sets of laws and regulations regarding how you can act, how you're compensated for your acting.
Yes, Holly. And that's the thing that, to me, is the bigger problem, is a parent allowing their kid to I mean, to use TikTok as a money-making venture, there aren't those laws to protect.
Well, and even when you look at, you know, like these YouTube stars and YouTube families and the money that's coming along with that, and then the, you know, just the strange pressures that that puts on a parent, child, and a family dynamic when you're doing things mm-hmm. for social media. It, you know, I think the thing is, it's a challenge for many adults to navigate. And then when you add kids into that, I just think it's impossible for kids, nearly impossible for kids to come out of that type of exposure and pressure with a relationship with social media.
You know,
many adults can't even handle
it. Well, and I think actually that's a good point you make right there, because I feel the same way about social media as I feel about finances with kids. You need to teach them responsible mm-hmm. behaviors yeah. around social media and finances, right?
It's not like going away.
I'm talking about those things like they're on the level with each other, not like they're connected. But it's important. So, like, you know, what age a child has a social media account at, I think varies from kid to kid. The important part is the parent's involvement in having real conversations and involvement in their social media account in a way that teaches them how to use it responsibly.
Right.
Yeah. Because I also think social media came real fast and furious, and there are plenty of adults who don't have a healthy relationship with it.
Yeah.
And so if your child having a social media account allows you the opportunity to be more thoughtful about what social media is for and how it's being used, that is a win-win-win.
Yes. I think we can all just agree, though, that a 12-year-old promoting like a superfood supplement on
yes,
TikTok
correct.
Is probably is not great. And I don't
and
think it,
would
was,
be
it was
place...
a real bad move for that company.
Oh, agreed.
And maybe they make a good green supplement. I don't know.
Sure, but you know what? Then have mom pushing it on her TikTok.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But that's a place where a parent needs to be able to intervene and have the conscience where the 12-year-old doesn't, because they don't have a fully formed prefrontal cortex. Thank you.
Man. Mm-hmm. Erica Jane on the other coast of The Real Housewives, clapping back after she spotted at TJ Maxx amid her legal woes. I mean, I don't...
No, this was such a dumb flex. We had a big, long conversation about this yesterday, Elizabeth Reese.
No.
Like, this was so planned, and it was such a way to be like, look, you guys, I can minimize.
Yeah. Look, I'm broke. I'm a Maxinista.
I'm a Maxinista now, so...
One social media user tweeted, shopping at TJ Maxx with your assistant, optics, EJ, you are smarter than this. This is not winning. Erica Jane clapped back, saying, I shopped there for years. I also went to Petco and Target. Stop overanalyzing my life.
Okay.
We're not overanalyzing.
No.
You're,
also, we understand how celebrities work. It wasn't like a paparazzo, you know, was like hovering at the TJ Maxx waiting to see what celebrity showed up.
Or
you
maybe
called.
Like doing some shopping.
Yeah, you called.
Yeah.
You called to tip them off. So,
well, you know,
nice
I just
try.
I was shopping in Roseville the other day, and I happened to pop past a Tuesday morning, and I thought, I haven't been in a Tuesday morning in a long time, and there's some good looking stuff
in
there.
I love Tuesday morning, and my Tuesday morning just left the building.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, there's one in Harmar Mall in
Roseville. That's the one I have to go to now, because my Edina one is gone. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that mall is a little tough over there, Harmar. There's not much happening in there, but the few things that are quite pleasant.
Yeah, see?
Including walking past the Tuesday morning, and every time I think about Tuesday morning, I think, I should get new sheets for all my beds.
Right?
That's
so luxurious.
There's
so many options.
Like, we don't have, my sheet situation is dire. I need to get new sheets.
My hope for you is that that is remedied as soon as humanly possible.
I hope it happens.
And that your thread count is as luxurious as possible.
And may your
Egyptian
thread count
cotton
be high.
Is involved. Why
yes.
is the Egyptian cotton so far superior to other cottons?
Right?
I don't know. Whatever they're doing in Egypt, they're doing it right.
Yes.
Pyramids and cotton.
High five.
I'll take it.
Yes, please.
One fun little fact for you. Food Network star Molly Yeh, who is a Minnesotan by the fact that she lives here. She's not a native Minnesotan, but we'll still claim her. She's pregnant and she's expecting baby number two. She has a really cute Food Network show. And I've never met her, but I would love to. And she also has a daughter. She has, I think, like a 2-year-old daughter named Bernie. Like
my
Bernie.
That. cute.
So, you know, I feel like a nice little connection to her. So congratulations to her if you're a Food Network fan and you like Molly Yeh.
Oh, but she's the one that did that weird popcorn salad. So yeah. She's on notice with me. I'm going to have a conversation with her.
Fair enough.
No,
fair
but
enough.
Congratulations to her. Hey, Elizabeth Reese, thank you for that dirt alert.
Have a great weekend.
You too. And I hope you get those sheets covered.
Oh, gosh.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries. We'll do that in the form of blind items. After that, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer's on vacation. Holly Roberts and I are hanging with you, and our friend Donna has just entered the studio. Hello, yes. Donna. What's up? We were just running around looking for you because we have some pop culture mysteries to solve, and we cannot do it without you. It's a little segment. We call it Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Yeah, we got to solve hot celebrity gossip mysteries today.
Yes, we have to do it. It's very important.
Yeah, here's our first one. This is confirmed. This housewife has been put on notice. She needs to stop asking for so much money from her sugar daddy, or he'll go back to cocktail waitresses from one of the several casinos he owns.
I mean, okay, so I'm not super housewifey.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to say, just because she's the one that we always talk about is Erica Jane.
Yeah, give yourself a ding.
Okay. I'm going to give myself a ding.
Yeah, so.
So that's why she was at TJ Maxx.
Yes.
Oh, she was totally posing.
Donna, welcome to Team Cobra! Yay!
She called the pops and said, oh, just so you know, I'm going to be at TJ Maxx if you want to snap a few shots.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes, I get it.
I love it. I love that you're one of us.
I know. I'm coming to the other side.
Yes, it's so fun over here.
So let me fill in the blank.
Yes.
Erica Girardi has been put on notice. Because Erica Jane needs to stop asking for so much money from her sugar daddy, or the sugar daddy will go back to cocktail waitresses from one of the several casinos he owns.
Who is this person?
Yeah, who's her sugar daddy?
Don't know this
That's
person.
Fine. That's fine.
We know it's not going to be Tom Girardi. They're done.
Mm-hmm. Is it? It could be Steve Wynn.
Ew. I feel like it's not going to be
I know, but it was
Steve
fun because that was yesterday's, and I just feel like...
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was fine. I was tying it all together.
Yeah, somehow I feel like this casino magnate probably owns a couple of places in Laughlin and Reno and wants to get the glam factor by hooking up with Erica Girardi.
Mm. She should go perform at a casino. She'd do great.
She'd get some money.
Yeah,
she'd get paid,
and then she could pay the victims.
I keep saying every single time I hear that story, I get re-mad about it because it's so horrible.
It's so awful. Have you watched that documentary, by the way?
No, not yet.
The Housewife and the Hustler, or The Hustler and the Housewife?
Very
enlightening.
Is it?
Watch it.
Okay. Gosh, I have so many things to watch this week.
I know. I have a whole list. So it's hard. Exhausting. Oh, poor us.
Everybody listen to us complain about all the TV we have to watch.
Well, I'm glad that you guys have enough energy to solve celebrity gossip mysteries.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wide awake for that.
This one's also confirmed.
Ooh. I just figured.
Good lunging. Donna's over here doing lunges. She's got to warm up for this one. Okay. It's a confirmed blind item. So this is serious. Okay. Yeah. Go.
This A-/B+ list actress has tried hosting several times. They've all failed. She isn't giving up, though, and is willing to throw any current host under a bus if it gives her a chance to step in as a replacement.
I don't even know where to begin.
Well, okay.
Because if it's an A-/B+ actress, that's pretty good.
That's high up there. I have an idea, and I'm just going to say it and see what we think.
Okay.
I'm going to say Priyanka Chopra.
No.
Oh, good guess, though. I like that.
It's just because we just talked about her. Okay.
Actress.
And she's... Okay.
Gonna need a hint,
Has
Bob.
She recently been hosting something that she's no longer hosting?
Well, within the past couple of years,
okay. Yes.
She has tried hosting.
Uh-huh.
Like a talk show, a reality competition show?
Talk show, yes.
Oh. Okay.
And also, I think she has a podcast.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Jenny McCarthy?
That's my guess. No.
No, because she's not an actress.
Well, she was.
Well, sort of.
Oh, I suppose she was.
I wouldn't call her an A-, though.
Yeah, she had her own sitcom at one point.
Okay, so this person has Alyssa Milano.
No.
Hi.
This person had her own talk show on E!
Oh. Ooh, is it Leah Remini?
No.
Zendaya?
No.
I would say she's higher than A minus list.
So the trajectory of this person getting their own talk show was that they were an actor. Then they started doing a lot of stuff on Instagram, became very popular on social media, and leveraged that into this hosting gig.
Is this a male or a female? You said it's a female, right?
It's a lady.
It's a lady person.
Why is this so hard?
It's hurting my head.
Something on E. I don't even.
Their name was in the name of the show.
The so-and-so show on E. Okay. The Debbie
Downer
Mazar show.
No, Debbie Mazar. She would actually probably be an interesting talk show host.
Like Debbie Mazar. Why is this so hard? Just tell us.
Busy Phillips.
Oh, I would have never gotten there.
Yeah, she's adorable. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so fill in the blank.
Yeah, so Busy Phillips has tried hosting several times. All of her hosting tries have failed, but Busy isn't going to give up. She's willing to throw any current host under a bus if it gives her a chance to step in as a replacement.
Oh, Busy.
So who's she throwing under the bus?
Well, she's willing to throw anybody under the bus.
All right, well, good. Everybody knows.
Great personality. It's just, she's one of those people who's always kind of flown a little under the radar where you're like, oh, I know her.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, she was good in Girls 5 Eva on Peacock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I only watched a couple episodes because the rest were behind a paywall.
Here's what I'm interested in is why hosting? Like, why not go back to acting?
Right.
I think she has.
Sure, but it sounds like she's more enamored with the hosting gig.
I wonder if it's because it's more stable.
Oh, sure.
Steady, and she's got kids, I assume.
Turns out it's not that stable for her.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's that. Blinded
by the idol. All celebrity gossip mysteries being solved left and right.
Yes.
Let's revisit one. This one will be new to Donna, but it's now been confirmed.
Okay.
The world is insane, according to NT Lawyer. This A-plus list TikTok star, who is a horrible actress, was given $250,000 to walk out of a store.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The whole thing took under 15 minutes.
Mm. Who was this? I don't even remember from the other day.
Oh, you super know.
Oh, gosh. It's a TikTok star. 250.
She's like super besties with Kourtney Kardashian. She was just in that Netflix movie, He's All That, which is the gender-bending retelling of She's All That, which
I don't think
actually
I knew
this, a good movie.
Because when you said it, I didn't know it.
Addison Rae?
Yeah, don't know her.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, she's something.
She's a thing.
She is.
50 grand.
Yeah.
Just to walk out of a store.
And get photographed.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
I know. I would walk out of anywhere. For that,
will you give me $10 if I walk out?
No, because otherwise, you know, you'll never get home this weekend.
I'll give you a can of half-empty Altoids,
but I don't want to leave.
Oh, there's Altoids over there. I would like one of those. Small. At some point.
I found them at the bottom of a purse in the back of my closet. They might be a couple years old.
That's fine. That's fine. They're still curiously strong. It's fine.
Fine.
All right. All right. Okay. Fill it. Oh, did we already fill in that blank?
Yeah, we did.
Fine. Blinded
by the idol. Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. This permanent A-list actress in television and movies met a guy off Raya and hooks up with him from time to time. What is interesting, even though the guy never asks for it and has a decent job, the actress gives him $1,000 every time he goes to her place.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's so not okay.
Sharon Stone. Sorry, I buzzed myself.
Good job.
Thanks.
I'm buzzing yourself.
Thanks.
Okay, so she's a really good actress, I would assume, if she's a permanent A-list. Can I ask if she's a lady of a certain age?
Like a Sharon Stone? No, not quite. No, I'm looking at the comments section, and I will say that NT Lawyer has described this person differently in the past. I mean, there's somebody who's showing up where it's like, okay, well, that would make sense.
I'm going to say Halle Berry.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, that's a good one. She did not show up, but she has a gentleman in her life right now.
Oh, that's true. That's okay. Sorry about that.
A permanent A-list, TV and movies.
Oh, both.
And it's a single lady.
It's a single lady.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't know. I was just trying to go dark a little bit.
Is it Jennifer Aniston?
That's what people are saying.
Okay.
I'm not completely sold on that,
but I just don't know that I see her writing a check for $1,000.
Unless he was flying from Europe.
That is a good...
And she's like, I'll pay your airfare and get you an Uber.
The only thing that I can think of that it is Jennifer Aniston, so we'll fill in the blanks. So Jennifer Aniston may or may not have met a guy off of Raya. One, I don't think Jennifer Aniston would probably be on Raya.
No way.
She seems
she's a little too much for that.
She seems like she's kind of a Luddite in her own time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But apparently she hooks up with this person from time to time. But what's interesting is every time the guy comes over... She gives him $1,000, even though he's fine on his own.
I mean, that's so... Like, how does that... I just want to know more about this. Like, how do you do that and not have it be awkward? Like, you're paying for sex. You feel like you're paying...
Exactly.
Right?
It feels very sex worker-y.
Holly's like, which she is.
Well, then also, the thing that I would be like, oh, okay, that would make sense. I think that Jennifer Aniston has been fairly forthright while doing press for season two of The Morning Show, is that she just stays at home.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to go out, and all she does is hang out with Courtney Cox and Jason Bateman.
Same. However, I do the same with me.
She did say very recently that if she were her next boyfriend, and there's audio of this, her next boyfriend would preferably be somebody who's not in the business at all. So maybe there is something to that.
So maybe she thinks you do have to pay. Maybe she thinks we're all paying each other.
Maybe we're not.
I never got any money.
I want to know more about that.
I know. Donna, happy Friday.
Same to you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us.
And I, you.
That made no sense. I would love it if you would come back next week, if you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. You're going to have to walk out that door for free. Hey, don't forget your glasses.
Here's all right.
Otherwise, we're going to get yelled at. We're going to get yelled at. Okay, bye. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, I'm really excited. We're going to do a little reboot or get the boot. We've got two up for discussion after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, I'm so excited on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainers on Vacation. Holly and I are here with you. I'm excited because we haven't gotten to do this for a while. It's a little thing we call reboot or get the boot.
Reboot or get the boot.
Ooh.
And
okay, so I'm going to say get the boot.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Over. What are we going to do for the next 6 minutes?
No, I just was thinking the song. But no, are you talking about The Bodyguard?
I am talking about The Bodyguard.
I love this.
So we got to decide whether or not this reboot of The Bodyguard gets stayed or goes. Stayed, gets rebooted.
Gets stayed. Or go.
Who cares? Verb tense, whatever. So Variety reported earlier this week that the 1992 movie The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, is slated for a remake.
Okay. Okay, so tell me more about this. Is anybody attached to this yet?
We don't have any stars attached to this Bodyguard reboot, but we do have somebody who's going to be working on the script. Apparently, he's been nominated for a Tony, so he knows how to write. But other than that, we don't really have any other details.
Okay, so this is really interesting because I entered a conversation. I didn't enter the conversation. I watched conversations happen on the internet where those things happen. And I'm here for this, where the Twitterverse is saying, yeah, Lizzo and Chris Evans should be the stars of the new Bodyguard. And because I love that sort of, I don't know, I think they've done a great job of like memifying themselves in terms of how they interact with each other. I would be here for that.
You're here for some fantasy casting. I'm here for some,
yes. So honestly, if it's Lizzo and Chris Evans, yes. If it's, you have to have a superstar playing the role that Whitney Houston played in that movie. They can't be virtual unknowns.
Because, well, Whitney Houston was a superstar.
Superstar.
When she was cast in The Bodyguard. Kevin Costner, arguably, was right at the peak of his career when he was cast in The Bodyguard. Now, some other names that have been tossed around playing fantasy football, Hollywood casting.
Ooh, fun.
Some people, Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. Cardi B, Channing Tatum.
Okay.
So those have been people who have been discussed because this remake of The Bodyguard isn't coming out of thin air. Hollywood has wanted to remake this movie for quite some time.
Yeah.
In fact, in the mid-90s, I want to say there was talk of a sequel to The Bodyguard with Princess Diana playing the lead role.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious.
I don't remember that, and that's bonkers.
Yeah. People were talking about it. Well, there are some people who have been talking recently, reflecting on the anniversary of Princess Diana's death, on how Princess Diana wanted to go Hollywood, and there were rumors at the time that she was going to get into acting, but actually it was more like she wanted to move to Hollywood to get into film producing, kind of much like Prince Harry has done.
Interesting.
And saying that
Prince Harry,
getting into film producing, getting into the world of Hollywood, being influenced by what his mother was doing before she passed away.
That's so interesting. Now, wow, that I liked that side jump. Thank you for that.
A little side jump, but back to The Bodyguard. So people are getting upset because they're like, you can't remake Whitney Houston or whatever. And I don't think that anyone in this reboot is going to try to top Whitney Houston's iconic performance in The Bodyguard.
Thank you.
You can't redo that soundtrack. You can't catch that kind of lightning in the bottle again. But you know what? Totally here for the premise of The Bodyguard being remade.
Look, yeah.
It's been, here's the thing with all the reboots. The Bodyguard was made 30 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, if that's
it was a long time ago.
That's the thing that's hard, I think, for us is the realization that the things that we think were fairly recent were actually a really long time ago.
And that there's millions upon millions of people who have entered the chat on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Who will not look at the 1992 version of The Bodyguard and have any kind of emotion towards it whatsoever.
Right. Right, right, right. Like that they don't even know it's a thing. I'm going to go reboot on this. But yes, I would like to put my vote in for Lizzo and Chris Evans.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Wonderful casting. Going to go with it.
Thank you. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Do we have another one?
Yeah, so it's kind of ironic that totally here for the remake of The Bodyguard. But it's a contemporary remake of something that happened in the past. Now, this is something that we don't even get a chance to weigh in on whether or not it should have been made because it's been made.
It's already done.
It's already done. It's in the can. So now we have to decide whether we're here or not for the remake of West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
Now, this based off the classic Stephen Sondheim musical, based off of the classic film of the same name, this is being remade. Now, this is not, I completely misunderstood the assignment when it was announced that Steven Spielberg was making a version of West Side Story.
Okay, what did you misunderstand?
I thought that he was going to make it in modern day and reinterpret the musical and have it be set in 2021.
No, that's definitely not what's happening because I'm looking at the trailer right now.
It's totally not what's happening. It's just the retelling, a remake of West Side Story with CGI.
Okay.
That's what it is. And you get an opportunity to have new performers give their take on the classic material, but that's all that's happening here.
You know, I'm going to get the boot on that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, and it's like, so here's the reason I'm also give the boot is because it's not that you're interpreting this story and you're giving it a new take in as much as, wow, okay, you're doing something interesting with the original material West Side Story and you're spinning it into a new story. No, it looks like you are just literally remaking.
Like shot for shot.
The movie that was made in the early 60s, except yes, now you're putting CGI into it.
Yeah.
Like what are you doing with this? I don't know.
Yeah. You know, listen, I'll reserve judgment because I probably will still see it because I do love West Side Story and Rita Moreno is in it.
Yeah, she's good too.
I know, but it, I'm reserving judgment, but I don't feel good about it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, we'll still watch it though.
Yeah, totally. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, what was your first exciting adult purchase? And how old were you? But you were so excited about it. 651-641-1071.